Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this morning. Lee, how are you, man?
I am excited about this episode.
Hey, this is going to be a fantastic segment, informative, inspiring. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Executive Director of ArtsBridge Foundation, Ms. Jennifer Dobbs Hill. How are you?
I am well, and I'm so happy to be here with both of you today. Thank you for having me.
Well, Jennifer, can you share a little bit about ArtsBridge? What are you doing for folks?
What are we doing? So ArtsBridge Foundation works to fill a gap in arts education. We want to create the future through arts education. And so we are the community outreach arm of the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. And what we do is we connect our Metro Atlanta students with arts education experiences to motivate and inspire them to become artists or business people, you know, whatever it is.
So now, why do you think art is so important?
Oh, art's extremely important. I mean, art is important to the soul. It's a part of everyone's culture. We can't go anywhere or do anything without art. I think a lot of people think that art is only for those who have or that it's housed in, you know, white houses on the hill. And that's just not the case. Art is all around us. And it impacts our creativity, our ingenuity, all of that. And so I think it's important that it touches everyone's lives so that they can, in their own right, bring their own ingenuity and genius to this world.
And when you're talking about art, you're talking maybe differently than the layperson thinks about art, aren't you?
I am, because I think when people think about art, they think fine art. They think,
or they think Mona Lisa, I don't paint, or, so I'm not
I don't
an artist.
Paint,
or
so I'm not right. And you are.
It's
an
almost
artist.
Kind of a mindset, isn't it?
It is a mindset, and we're trying to break that mindset because you can have art in the way you see the world, in the way you create. I mean, if you are a, let's say you're a neurosurgeon, and you have an operation. And you have come across a problem you've never thought of before. Well, it's going to take you to be creative and have some ingenuity to figure out how to solve the problem. To me, that's art as well.
Right. I agree with you 100%. I think that there's a big disconnect with the term art, and that needs to be kind of rebranded. And every individual should take some ownership in thinking themselves as an artist.
Correct.
Because there's something about what you're doing every day that is artist-like. And when you reframe yourself and see yourself as an artist, you attack things differently, I think.
I would absolutely agree with that. We have a program called Field Trips. They're just field trips, and we work...
They're not just field trips.
They're not just field trips.
They're explorations.
They are explorations. They are... But I thought there was going to be some grand term, but they're really just called field trips. but what they offer is grand explorations, right? For our Metro Atlanta students, K through 12. And what we do is we work with state arts coordinators and teachers and principals and any educator, even organizations, community organizations such as the YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, et cetera. And we work with them. We provide financial aid and to get them to come to Cobb Energy Center so that they can experience arts. It's so wonderful, especially to see the real little ones, you know, the 5 and 6 year olds.
Yeah. Well, because they still think they're an artist. So they get it.
They get it.
Right.
They don't, they're not jaded,
right,
you know, yet. And so they walk in and they have this wonderment about them and they say, I want to do that.
That's right. All things seem possible.
All things seem possible. And I would love to continue to instill that in everyone up until you know, senior year and beyond.
When does that start to happen, though, where people start to get jaded? Does it happen in like adolescence or Do we have a feel for, because there is a shift, isn't there, at some point where people get away from that?
Well, educationally, a lot of times, a lot of a kid's grounding is put into them by the time they're 6 years old, right? And so by then, we really, as a community, have to have really input a lot of confidence in them, all right? But what happens is that lack of confidence starts as soon as they start hearing from anybody around them, you can't do that.
Right.
Especially, you know, peers, right? Because there's a lot of peer pressure as you're young. But if there are any adults or teachers, you know, any friends, anybody who's saying you can't do that, it should be, well, you know what? This might not work now, but think of it differently, or let's try it a different way.
Right.
So again, it's just a mindset with how we approach things. It's not, no, maybe it's not now, or maybe it's a different way. You know, and this is my opinion, to just continue to maintain that confidence within themselves.
Right. And that's so important. And that's really kind of a shame when the school system especially kind of cuts back in art. That seems to be a quick thing that they cut back when it comes to funding.
That's true. And it's not that the schools want to, right? I come from a family full of educators. And my father was an English teacher and a theater teacher and a golf coach and a tennis coach, you know. And a lot of those things are being cut nowadays.
Right.
So the schools recognize it, but as with many things in the world, you have to ensure that a lot of the real basics are there. So a lot of times when it comes to making cuts, if you need food, clothing, and shelter, that's going to come first. You know, the same with schools. I understand if we need, you know, English, math, and science, you know, sometimes, you know, some of these programs are cut.
And that's where the foundation steps in to maybe help.
That's where
bridge
the foundation
some of that?
Steps in to help bridge that gap, because we understand it's not that schools want to, it's they're in a position to where right. they have to sometimes. And so we can help supplement those areas for them.
And then you mentioned some of the ways you supplement that. Are there any other events happening?
Oh yes. Yeah. So we have a ton of things we do. In addition to field trips, we have something newer that are called family series, where we really reach out to underserved communities to help provide them a family experience that they can have together. We have...
Like what's that experience look like?
What's that experience look like? So, for instance, we have Peppa Pig's surprise coming up.
I've got to hear about this.
Peppa Pig is big, man, you know? If you have young children or, you know, grandchildren, you better get them tickets. This is mm-hmm. the big thing. But for something like that, so what we do is we rent charter buses mm-hmm. and we may partner with the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, Walton Communities, Affordable Communities, et cetera. And we will make arrangements to have the buses go and pick up families and bring them to the show and take them back so that they can experience, you know, some art together. We also have classes and training. So we run directors boot camps to help directors understand how to, you know, help them build capacity for putting on their shows at their high schools. We have master classes where we partner with organizations like Fox Theater and Broadway Connections to bring in teachers to help kids who have talent or just want to learn from a master. For instance, we have Hamilton coming up.
Wow.
That's part of our season this year. You know, we'll have some performers from Hamilton who will be giving some master
classes. Is the play going to be there at the Art Center? Is the play going to Cobb Energy? No?
No.
But you're just getting some of the people right. to come and...
Yes. Right. We have some of the teachers and we partner with Fox on that
right.
piece. They're a great partner. And one of the biggest things we do, which is televised every year, is the... Georgia High School Theater Awards, the Schuller Awards, as right. they're called, right? And that is what provides our students, numerous students. We involve about 10,000 students in that and 75 schools. That gives them time with Schuller Hensley, you know, a big Broadway star, and they have the opportunity to put on this phenomenal show, gain 17 different awards, and then the lead actor and actress have the opportunity to go to New York City to the Jimmy Nederland Awards and possibly win some awards there. So we're not just trying to give hands out. We're also trying to give hands up. We're also trying to make actual connections to potential future careers.
Right. And to help this person connect with the right network so they can kind of grow their own
career. Exactly.
I gotta know your backstory. You mentioned a family of educators and people in your circle who are in the educational environment, but how does one land in a role like this?
I know it seems like such an odd pairing. However, a family full of educators, from teachers to administrators to my foster father, who invented the field of social neuroscience. So there was no getting out of education for me. I also had a family who understood humanities, who ensured, they adopted six of us and took in 18 foster kids over the years, and constantly took us on learning trips, on vacations, to museums, to operas, to plays. They had us involved in tons of sports, playing instruments, and in dance classes, etc. And so all of that allowed us very positive diversions in our lives, and also allowed us to explore ourselves and our own talents and skills. So then here I am, I go to school, I get my bachelor's in English, because I learned the power of communicating. I get my master's in public administration. I'm currently working on my doctorate, but I became a dancer. I was a dancer. I performed with Dionne Warwick. I performed with the Boys Choir at Harlem.
See, this is why we asked this question. Did
you? You never know.
Did you make that connection at all? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
That's okay. I traveled, and I was supposed to perform with the president of Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and in Kenya, and they had civil unrest, and I never was able to perform. And at that point, my mother made a good point. She said, "Well, Jen, if you break your leg, what do you have to fall back on?" And of course, education. And so my professional career has been mostly spent in the nonprofit sector, either higher ed or the arts world. And voila, the perfect marriage. I have a position now that marries arts and education. Mm-hmm. So it's been a perfect storm for me.
And who better to kind of shine the light on this than somebody who was been so positively impacted by the arts?
Positively impacted. I mean, the arts saved me. Arts and education saved me. You know, I was a different person before I was adopted. So when I see a lot of kids who are troubled and use dance or song or something to positively impact their life, someone like me really gets it. So my passion is absolutely there, because I understand truly how it can sort of save someone, and how that person can therefore take all of that and impact their community and the world.
Now, why is the Cobb Energy Center so invested in this? Why is it so important to them?
It's important to them because they're here for the community. I mean, there's this conundrum in that they're named Cobb Energy Center and that they're located in Atlanta. But the thing is that they serve the entire metro region. It is important because we're all about community. It takes a village to raise a child, and we are trying to be a part of that village and involve that village in helping us to meet our mission. We actually serve 57 counties in Georgia, but we also reach out to neighboring states that come in and utilize the foundation and the Cobb Energy Center. And if we could make even more impact than that, so be it. That's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to note that you're a nonprofit, right? You're a 501c3 organization?
We are a nonprofit. That means that we are always looking for profit.
weren't we a nonprofit in February?
Yeah,
I have to go back and look. I think February was kind of rough.
February was rough. So as a nonprofit, we also rely on folks supporting us in word and in deed. So we have folks who put our name out. They volunteer for us. But we also need financial support, of course, because very little of it goes to us. You know, at least 80% of it goes towards the programs we have mm-hmm. for these students. And so...
And you're doing a fundraiser coming up?
We're doing a fundraiser. And the fundraiser is just for that purpose, to raise as much money as possible to sustain and increase our programs. So we're having our 10th anniversary Overture Gala.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 years. Thursday, September 21st. We're also pairing it with a Broadway musical, The Million Dollar Quartet, based on the one-time happenstance of Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis being in the studio together. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But at the gala, we are also going to do a bid to give auction. And what that is where we invite people to adopt a school, especially a lot of Title I schools that have a lot more need. So, for $5,000 or less, folks can help adopt a school to ensure that those students can partake of our programming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then how many schools are there about that need to be adopted? Do you know?
Oh, I mean, you're talking thousands. We have.
Oh, really? It's that many?
Wow. I mean, if you're talking through the state of Georgia, absolutely. It takes, so to be considered a Title I school, a school that has, extra need, you need at least 70% of it to be underserved. And there are schools that are 98 to 100% underserved. That means that everyone who goes there needs for someone to care enough to pour into them mm-hmm. with their resources to help them. And so we try to subsidize at least 40% of what we do. We end up subsidizing a lot more a lot of times. And that's why we need more help. We have a great problem right now in that we are doing exceedingly well. We're growing exponentially. So we need all of the community support to help us catch up with that growth.
With the need, right.
With the need,
right.
Yes.
The growth is happening, but some people are being left behind.
Exactly. And, I personally just have a problem with that. And I know mm-hmm. all of us at the Cobb Energy Center and the foundation and the gallery, we have a problem with that. We want to make sure that everyone we touch has the help they need.
And then this gala... So you mentioned some of the things are going to happen there. You have a chance to kind of adopt some schools. You have a chance to be entertained a little bit.
Yes.
Anything else happening?
Well, we have Heritage High School. They were previous Schuller Award winners, and they're going to be putting on a neat 50s performance in line with the Million
theme,
Dollar
right.
Croquet, the theme. And then we have a nice... just a little funky, fun dessert called the Elvis that we devised because he used to like peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So it's going to be a phenomenal event. And we're also handing out 10th anniversary books so that we can show how much we've done over the past
right.
10 years. But the focus of it is more money, help the kids.
And are there tickets available or is this sold out?
Oh, no, there are tickets available. And I mm-hmm, think mm-hmm. each of you needs to run, not walk, to your nearest computer and buy one. Individual tickets are $350. That will get you entrance to the reception, the dinner, and the Million Dollar Quartet musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's $350 per person. And then if somebody went to buy a table, are there tables available?
Tables available for $3,500 and sponsorships, $5,000 and up. You can go to artsbridgega.org and all of that information will be there.
All right. And so there's this gala and you have
yes.
a lot of things going on all year long with these field trips that we've happily characterized as exploration opportunities.
Exhibition. It'd be a lot of things.
You should come.
So what are some other ways that businesses can get involved and stay involved throughout the year? What are some ways that they can get involved? Or should they just reach out and have a conversation and just figure it out that way?
They should, because we can also customize their involvement, mm-hmm. you know, not, you know, every piece will be for everyone. But, you know, in addition to Adopt a School, they can certainly support the Schuler Awards ceremony. That's another way we want to use or avenue we want to use to raise money to help our students. And we also have corporate sponsorship packages.
Good.
Yeah.
Is there opportunities for maybe businesses that want to engage their employees to get involved and help some of these schools?
Oh, absolutely. I invite everyone to call me because I would invite corporations to come and see one of the field trips.
Yeah, if they go to one of those schools, they might want to write a bigger check.
Oh, and that's the name of the game. When you come to the field trip and you're sitting there and you see these kids and...
And the impact your dollars can...
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. It's so heartwarming. It really is. And so, I assume it might help them to write an extra zero or two on their check.
Well, let's not dismiss the inherent value of peanut butter and bananas.
That's right. That's at the gala.
Awesome.
I don't know if you can get that every day there.
Every day. You know, I'll be happy to make a peanut butter and banana sandwich, though, for them if they really want one.
That's Jen's, you know, her dedication.
Right. Yes.
Well, Jen, one more time, if somebody wanted to go get more information about the gala or get involved in any way and learn more about the program and the website.
Yes. So the website is www.artsbridgega.org. You can call me personally. Here's my direct line, 770-916-2803. Or you can email me, jdobbshill@artsbridgega.org.
Now, are you based at the Cobb Energy Center? Is that where your offices are?
Yes. Offices are right at the Cobb Energy Center.
Okay, so you can't get more convenient than that, right?
It's extremely convenient.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you in the studio this morning. Keep up the good work. Keep us posted.
Yeah.
This has been a lot of fun.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate your support.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. Our guest today, soon to be Dr. Jennifer Dobbshill, Executive Director of ArtsBridge Foundation, our producer, Katie Galley, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you in the fast lane.